Elfin Cove-based Eagle Charters will pay tens of thousands of dollars after pleading guilty to charges that four of its fishing guides were caught overfishing during a state sting operation. Undercover officers booked a fishing trip with Eagle Charters from August 30th to September 2nd, 2009. According to court documents, four different skippers on four different days engaged in overfishing activities and falsified logbook entries detailing the number of fish caught. The guilty plea was entered Tuesday afternoon before Sitka Superior Court Judge David George. As part of the plea deal, Eagle Charters received a fine of $150,000, with $90,000 suspended. The company will pay the remaining $60,000 in four installments. Eagle Charters managing member Joe Kulavik joined the hearing by telephone from Vancouver, Washington. In an interview by phone after the hearing, he told Raven News that without the sting operation, he might not even have been aware of the problem.
You know, I employ a lot of captains because I own three lodges. So with having nine captains out there, there's a lot of competition between my captains. And I was not aware that this competition had gotten to the point where we had gotten ourselves to a point that we shouldn't be in the law enforcement.
Kulavik says his company will work to be better stewards of natural resources in the future. The plea deal exempts Kulavik and the company from any further charges, but Alaska Assistant Attorney General Andrew Peterson says the state will likely still pursue charges against the four skippers who led the undercover officers on the fishing trip. Kulavik says no decision has been made about whether those employees will keep their jobs. The state will return the company's four vessels, which were seized for evidence, but it will keep GPS units to use in the prosecution of the four captains. Those units are expected to be returned after that investigation and prosecution is complete. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.